Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. It is the JR Sport Brief Show, and I am JR. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, where I'm thrilled and happy just to be here. I could be in, I don't know, I could be anywhere. I'd be happy to be on the air with you. Joining me is Carlos Ortiz, holding it down in New York City, taking care of the boards, taking care of the calls, producing, doing an amazing job. And I'm going to try my best to do an amazing job here. You want to talk to us? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm on social media everywhere. At JR Sport Brief. It's Twitter. It's Facebook. It's Instagram. That's anywhere that you probably are. And if you follow me on social media, you already know everything that we're going to discuss tonight, because it's another very busy night. We have more faces and names changing places and changing teams in the NFL. We're going to talk about Darren Waller. No longer a member of the Raiders, he is now a New York Giant. Stephon Gilmore. No longer a member of the Colts, no longer a member of the Panthers. This man is now a Dallas Cowboy. Ain't that cool? Kelvin Beachum just talked crap, or maybe he told the truth about Kyler Murray. He's going to be back with Kyler Murray. Taylor Heinicke is joining the Falcons on the college side of basketball. You want to get your brackets filled out? Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, they beat Southeast Missouri State 75-71. And then right now we got Pittsburgh and Mississippi State. They're going at it. The first four. And then we got another set of games tomorrow for the first four to pretty much round things out. Last night we had a chance to talk about it briefly, but tonight we're going to talk about it because it is his birthday now. Officially, Steph Curry is 35 years old. Yeah, Steph Curry. The baby face, they call this man the baby-faced assassin. Babyface no more. Steph Curry is 35. He's trying to keep these Golden State Warriors alive. We'll get into Steph Curry. Damian Lillard, who's getting ready to take on the New York Knicks momentarily. He had some interesting comments about legacy. And then we have updates on the free agent quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson was active on Twitter today, letting everyone know a few clues as to what type of deal he rejected or did not receive. And then the biggest, I don't know what the hell we call this dude at this point in time, the biggest tease of them all, Aaron Rodgers. It's been reported that he has a wish list for the New York Jets. And he's asking for all his old-ass friends, it seems like. And so we'll get into Aaron Rodgers and his wish list. There's some other quarterbacks who have moved around. I'll tell you about Andy Dalton and Matt Ryan. But first, before I say another word or make another statement. Carlos Ortiz, how are you, man? You doing good?
JR, another night with you means everything, appears to be everything. It's great. Appreciate you having me back here.
Well, that's good, man. Well, I'm just happy to have you, Carlos. Thank you so much for your fine work. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let me just get this out the way already, okay? Last night, this is the story that doesn't end. And yeah, it has to do, and it deals with Aaron Rodgers. It does. Sorry, my bad. And you're going to hear about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow as well. My bad. Because tomorrow, it's been announced by Pat McAfee that Aaron Rodgers is going to sit down with him at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And I assume he's going to say something, right? I assume Aaron Rodgers is going to sit down with Pat McAfee and stop keeping everybody at the edge of their seat like this is some type of drama. And he's just having a good old time because he needs the attention and he's getting it. Today was just even another venture down the Aaron Rodgers wormhole. Because we learned, Diana Rossini covers the NFL, and she basically said that Aaron Rodgers, that this man, if he is to join the New York Jets, or let me not put words in a damn mouth, he has a wish list if he's to join the Jets. How about that? Aaron Rodgers has a wish list. It's not enough for him to get paid. It's not enough for the New York Jets coaches and owner and general manager to fly from New York to California and back to kiss his ass. It's not enough to keep everybody waiting. It's not enough to go to Portland or Oregon, wherever he went, and sit in a black hole. Aaron Rodgers got to do extra. He has to do so much more. He has to now say, I want this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. And so it was almost comical today when the news broke yesterday afternoon. You know, Trey Wingo says it's a done deal. Adam Schefter and other dudes say it's not a done deal. And then today we get a damn wish list. You want to know some of these guys? Aaron Rodgers wants to play with Randall Cobb. Yeah, you heard me correctly. 32-year-old, past his prime, Randall Cobb, who the last time I checked, Randall Cobb was probably at his best as a player, I don't know, about a decade ago. I'm sorry, my bad. This past season, Randall Cobb, 400 yards and one touchdown in 13 games. Amazing, right? You know who else Aaron Rodgers wants on his or has on his wish list? I've seen him. He's a nice guy. I enjoy talking to him when I see him. Mercedes Lewis, who happens to be a 38-year-old tight end. He's good if he can catch the ball. He's good moving people out of the way. He is 38 years old, and I'm sorry. He is a good player. He's a former Pro Bowler. But Mercedes Lewis is not. He ain't Tony Gonzalez, okay? He's big as hell. He's tall. He's heavy. How the hell is he supposed to age? 38-year-old tight end? He built like a power forward. Aaron Rodgers wants Alan Lazard. At least he's youth, or at least he's young. The New York Jets did give him a 4-year deal. And this is the one that takes the cake. It's been also said that on Aaron Rodgers' wish list for the New York Jets is Odell Beckham Jr. The same Odell Beckham Jr. who has tore his ACL multiple times. The same Odell Beckham Jr. who couldn't even come back from the last one at the end of the season. The same dude who just had a tryout, or at least a viewing, a workout, for 12 NFL teams this past Friday to get back in the league. And the same Odell that, you know, was escorted off of a plane a couple months ago. This is the same Odell who has punched walls and kicked nets and necessarily hasn't shown that he's all grown up. Maybe he is. He hasn't shown it, and we also haven't seen him be healthy. And so not only would the New York Jets be getting Aaron Rodgers, and they don't have to do these things, but Aaron Rodgers now has him hook, line, and sinker. Somebody hit me on Twitter today and said, this is like a movie. This is like a Denzel Washington situation. What is this? Carlos, was it Man on Fire where the little girl was kidnapped?
Love that movie. Yes, it was Man on Fire. It was Dakota Fanning was the young actress, and Denzel Washington was his normal little excellent Denzel self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Causing terror and kidnapping.
Yeah, causing terror to go save that little girl. The New York Jets are being held hostage, and we said it last night. What leverage do the Jets have? None. The New York Jets don't have any leverage. You started kissing Aaron Rodgers' left cheek. You got to slide over to the right now. Like, he has you. He has you by the you-know-what. And oh, my God, if they bend over any more for Aaron Rodgers, this is already a risky proposition. Or this could be the greatest story ever told. But the New York Jets don't have to look any further than, I don't know, across two rivers, across the Hudson, across Manhattan, across the East River, and they can go to Brooklyn. And the New York Jets can ask Sean Marks and Joseph Tsai how it worked out when superstar X and or Y and or C, the Brooklyn Nets had three of them, when three of these dudes started saying, hey, maybe we do better with DeAndre Jordan as opposed to Jared Allen. Maybe I don't want to play. Maybe I don't want to get a shot. Maybe I'm hurt. Maybe I'll go on vacation. Maybe I'm sick of this superstar here. Maybe the coach isn't playing us enough. Maybe I don't like our practices. And where are the Brooklyn Nets right now? Well, they might have, they do have a future. They got a Mikal Bridges. They got draft picks. But they're bare. They're barren. They're rebuilding when they thought that they would be out here competing for a championship. And the New York Jets are really staring into a space right now where the New York Jets may turn around and in 1 year, not 2 years, in 1 year, the New York Jets may turn into the Brooklyn Nets. It took the Brooklyn Nets about 3 years for everything to come crashing down. From injuries to COVID to shots to conspiracies to offending people to trade demands and requests, it took time. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the New York Jets, what are the odds? Let's make this very clear. It's tough going to a Super Bowl. It's tough going to an NBA Finals, but at the beginning of an NBA season, you can look and analyze the rosters, and you know the top teams that are going to be there at the end that should be competing. We can lop off automatically, I don't know, 25 teams and go, not winning the title. In the NFL, it's a little bit more open. You're going to be surprised. Yeah, sure, we can throw the Kansas City Chiefs in there. Sure, we can throw the Bills. We know who's going to win 10 games, but we know who the top of the top are. But then every now and then, you will be surprised. Did you think the Bengals at the beginning of last season or the prior season were just going to go to the Super Bowl? I did not. We knew Joe Burrow was good. We knew that if he was healthy, they'd have success. But there was no damn guarantee. I didn't think that the Tennessee Titans were going to be in the AFC Championship game a few years ago. We know who the best players are. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best players, or was. He has something to prove coming off of an injury-riddled season. Coming off of of getting basically the boot out of Green Bay, unless this is just a ruse and he sticks around, but I doubt it. The New York Jets can bring Aaron Rodgers in. The New York Jets can win 10 games. or 12 games. The New York Jets can go into the playoffs, they can be eliminated, and they now have to welcome to the Aaron Rodgers circus, where he will have them hostage again next year. And then the New York Jets will figure out what the Packers have had to deal with for the past three seasons. We're sick of, are you going, are you coming, are you staying, are you leaving, are you retiring, are you trading? The New York Jets are setting themselves up for something that looked oh so simple. Aaron Rodgers, please come in. Aaron Rodgers, join us. Aaron Rodgers, please be our quarterback. Has now turned into, you going to fly to see me? You going to send me flowers? You going to give me the best mushrooms? You going to buy me ayahuasca? Can you sign Odell Beckham Jr.? What about 38-year-old Mercedes Lewis? Where am I going to live? You going to buy my house? Can you do this? Can you do that? Yeah, the New York Jets might have a chance at winning a Super Bowl. Of course they would. Of course they would. But the odds would be against them. Would they be raised? Yeah, but it would still be against them. And so for the New York Jets here, I hope the best for them with this Aaron Rodgers situation. But this is the New York Jets. They are now being pushed against the wall by Aaron Rodgers. And the New York Jets have no choice. Because whether it's with Aaron Rodgers and his demands, or whether it's after Aaron Rodgers and his demands and now his pontifications about retiring or sticking around, they're still going to be the New York Jets. And they're going to have to figure things out. This is a typical circus. This is like a concert. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime boxing event. It's a spectacle. You show up to town. You pitch the tent. You invite over all of the performers. You steal everybody's money. You're here today. You're gone tomorrow. And then you leave. Aaron Rodgers might deliver the Jets a Super Bowl. The odds aren't fully in their favor. And then he's going to set down shop, close shop, I should say, and he's going to leave. Just like a circus, because that's exactly what he is. So prepare yourselves. 1 p.m. tomorrow, Aaron Rodgers is going to be on Pat McAfee. And there's a good chance that he either says, yeah, I want to be traded to the Jets, that I want to retire, or he may kind of screw everybody like he did last year and say, hey, I haven't made a decision yet. Welcome to the circus, folks. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's his world, and it seems like he's miserable, and we're just living in it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. What do you think about this wish list, this old man wish list from Aaron Rodgers? Should the Jets give this dude what he wants? Are they pretty much screwed at this point? I think they're screwed. When we come back, I want you to hear from Michael Robinson. I'm going to take your calls. We'll talk about some of the other quarterbacks moving around in the NFL. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me, bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your Aaron Rodgers thoughts and calls momentarily. Aaron Rodgers isn't the only dude who's been courted. Between he and Lamar Jackson, they might be the only dudes who are waiting around right now. But I should let you know, the Carolina Panthers have veteran insurance. This is what teams will typically do. You know you're going to draft the rookie quarterback. You bring in a veteran signal caller. And so we know that the Carolina Panthers last week, they traded up to the number one spot, took it from the Bears, or I should say the Bears took a whole lot from them, notably DJ Moore in the number nine pick. But today, the Carolina Panthers came to an agreement with Andy Dalton on a two-year, $10 million deal. And so if the Carolina Panthers are going to hold on to that number one overall pick, they certainly have a veteran, a 35-year-old, who understands his place. He understands his role. And I'm not going to say he's going to go out there and teach anybody the ropes, but Andy Dalton is a serviceable quarterback still in the NFL. I don't think anybody should be shocked or surprised if he is the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, while whoever they select, whether it is Young or I would probably say Stroud, is going to lead the way. And so Andy Dalton on his way to Carolina on a very nice, cheap deal. 2 years, $10 million. Not bad for the former Pro Bowler who did a serviceable job last year for the Saints. You could really argue if you want to. You know, how much better are the Saints going to be with Derek Carr over Andy Dalton? There's another quarterback I'll tell you about in the next break. I wouldn't say things look all that positive for him. He's a little bit older than Andy Dalton. But let's get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have learned Aaron Rodgers. Diana Rossini, she reports that he has a wish list if he goes to the Jets. He wants to play with Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis. He wants Alan Lazard, who they already signed to a contract today, and also Odell Beckham Jr. And now Aaron Rodgers is going to sit down with Pat McAfee tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and he's going to pontificate, and he's just going to talk and speak forever and say, it's not true, not my inner circle, these are not facts, if you don't talk to me, how do you know? He's just going to go on, and then maybe he'll make a decision. But he's going to enjoy hearing himself speak. And the New York Jets at this point, they don't have no choice. You thought it would take some time before he starts strong-arming the New York Jets. Maybe he would join the team first, but nope. Here we are already. And the Jets have no choice. They got to play along. 855-212-4CBS. Lorne is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR and your staff, thank you for taking my call. JR, you're a boss. I like listening to your show, whether I agree or not. and I can appreciate your take on Aaron Rodgers. Are you open to hearing my counter to your take?
Well, I'm open to hearing all counters. I would assume that's why I open up the lines, right?
Absolutely. You perked my interest here. So I hear you. I am no Aaron Rodgers apologist, but I have a belief here that Aaron Rodgers is no different than a high-priced attorney. You, a man courting a beautiful woman, the Jets have backed themselves in a situation of need, so there's buyers and sellers. And people tomorrow will tune in to hear Aaron Rodgers, as you say, pontificate on the Pat McAfee show. But Aaron Rodgers is no different than a baseball manager that is a winning manager that commands a staff that he says to the ownership, I'll come over, but I want my staff. Or a football team that does the same thing. Or somebody in business who comes in and gets hired as a CEO and hires all his own people. I don't see much of a difference on either side. And I think that a lot of people like to poke fun at Aaron Rodgers because he's a different cat than a lot of people, right? And so people want to poke fun at his ayahuasca journeys and his darkness retreats and all the things that he does. But Aaron Rodgers has put up the numbers, and he's earned it. And so he gets to ask for what he wants.
I get your point, Lorne. Thank you for calling from Sacramento. Here's the difference. Aaron Rodgers is not a high-priced attorney. Aaron Rodgers is not sitting around doing, a business deal. This is not a corporate takeover. This is football. And this has nothing to do with his ayahuasca or what he's drinking or smoking or eating or digging himself up. That had nothing to do with that. He is still an individual on a football team. And, yeah, sure, he's the most important player being the quarterback, but he's still on a team. I don't care who it is. You could venture to say that there is a massive difference in the belief of Russell Wilson or the beliefs of Russell Wilson versus Aaron Rodgers. Over the weekend, there was a whole story that was all over the place about Russell Wilson going into a church with his wife Ciara, and they're sitting around and they're singing hymns. They're preaching and talking to incarcerated individuals, okay? That's Russell Wilson. Regardless of how you feel about him, that's what he's doing over there. And then you got Aaron Rodgers over here who's running around talking about how he uses psychedelics and he's going to disappear. You couldn't find two different people on opposite ends of the spectrum regardless of how you feel about them. But when you have to elevate yourself out of a position of being a teammate, out of being a part of the team, you done lost me. I don't care who you are, especially in football, okay? I sat here about a month ago, 3 weeks or so, whatever the case, and I said that the idea that Russell Wilson has his own damn office in a team facility makes no sense. And Russell Wilson, he pitched and told them why I need an office and why I need to bring in, my own people and massage this and massage. It's all good if it works. But you set yourself up for risk if it doesn't, because you have now separated yourself from the rest of the team. You on the floor with the executives? And so I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is here going or leaning towards the Jets asking for this, and this. Yeah, the New York Jets are desperate. New York Jets have been desperate for a QB forever. But when you have a guy coming in who's not the GM, and this happens, I'm not going to tell you it doesn't happen. It happens all the time. Hey, can we get this guy? You think we do this? And there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, people of power, people in power, even in team sports, they use that power. They wield it. But I have never heard of anyone, and Aaron Rodgers tomorrow will probably tell you it's not true. And, of course, there's common sense to it. Why did the New York Jets bring in Nathaniel Hackett before Rodgers even got there? Why did they sign Alan Lazard? Why was there a fight over who goes to the Raiders or who goes to the Jets? Because the Raiders are thinking and holding out hope for the same thing. Yeah, when you on top, you got a little bit more sway. You can say you want to hire this dude. You want to bring this person in. Sure. But man, yeah, he got credentials. What those credentials look like recently? Yeah, he's won a couple of MVPs. The man just whined and cried about he can still go out there and win another MVP. Rob Gronkowski had to tell him, hey, listen, what the hell are you talking about MVPs for? Why don't you want to win a championship? Aaron Rodgers might have won two MVPs. He's coming off of an injury-riddled season, which I think he'll bounce back from. I feel confident in that. But he's done a whole lot more whining. If you got to look at the stat sheet, if you got to look at the entire Aaron Rodgers attributes, if you got to rank this man like it's Madden from 0 to 100, the whiny meter is full at 99. The complaining meter is high at 98. And he ain't doing nothing but a whole lot of bellyaching, crying, and complaining while he makes a decision. If he is to join the New York Jets tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks from now, the end of the week, he better play football. Show up and show out. Don't go out there and show your ass. But that's something that Aaron Rodgers has been doing. He's an expert at that for the past 3 years. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If Aaron Rodgers had his talent and the demeanor and the attitude of the gentleman I'm going to tell you about on the other side of the break, I think it'd be a no-brainer for the New York Jets. It would go smoothly. But Aaron Rodgers isn't as classy as the guy I'm going to tell you about on the other side. Just wait. I'll tell you about this guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we've been talking about Rodgers and his wish list. I just told you that Andy Dalton is on his way to the Carolina Panthers. Good for him. 2 years, $10 million. Good. And I also told you about another quarterback who I'm going to name right now. His name is Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is expected to be released by the Indianapolis Colts. And what a shock, right? What the hell are Colts holding on to him for? He ain't doing nothing. They yo-yoed him back and forth last year. They were going nowhere. Matt Ryan specialized in turning the ball over last year for the Colts anyway. He's 37 years old. His best days are behind him. I know it was thought to be a brand new day and an extended opportunity with the Indianapolis Colts after his time here in Atlanta. But it's not. And before we went to break, I told you about Rodgers and his alleged wish list and how he has handled himself over the past few years. If Aaron Rodgers took and we're all our own individuals, but there's a lot of selfishness there with Rodgers, attention seeking. But if he were to handle himself like Matt Ryan, who I find to be just the epitome of class, Aaron Rodgers would be ridiculously desirable. We wouldn't have all of these headaches. We wouldn't have the look at me, watch me, I need this. He wouldn't be throwing dudes under the bus. And the beauty of everything for, I guess, human beings is that we're all unique. It doesn't mean you got to be a jackass in the process. And, you know, Matt Ryan has just done a bang-up job. Even in his latter years in Atlanta, things are falling apart. It ain't his fault that they bestowed upon him plenty of money after that MVP season, continued to restructure, kick the can down the road, and then the team fell apart. And even when the fans were ready, a good majority of the fan base here was ready to give Matt Ryan the boot. He never wavered. He never changed. He never changed his mind. Matt Ryan was ready to go and didn't complain, showed up to work, was still in the community, and just showed up and did his job. Didn't bitch, whine, complain, moan, was grateful for the opportunity. I know, what a wild world we live in. He seems like an alien. 855-212-4CBS. Sean is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's going on, my man? It's Sean Money, man. Nice to call in. Huge Jet fan, huge Steeler fan. Aaron Rodgers, man. What's the deal with this guy? I mean, how dare he try to micromanage everything that Joe Douglas has built within this team, within this franchise, and he hasn't even signed on the dotted line as of yet, that we know of as of yet. And, like, I just really hope, like, I've been waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come to this team, like, since 2010, because I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan at all, but, like, all of this diva stuff and all of this diva-ish, it's not even necessary. I mean, I'm cool with Alan Lazard and, like, Randall Cobb and all that, but Mercedes Lewis, Odell Beckham, we don't know if Odell is healthy or not. We haven't seen Odell healthy, like, and play a good run within 2 to 3 years. And, like, I have to even play devil's advocate, even as a Jets fan. Let's say that Joe Douglas does give everything that Aaron Rodgers demands for, and, like, bring all of those guys in. The Jets, at the state of this right now, is still not the best team within the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills still got this team on a higher level, like, stacked right now. Josh Allen, a huge stud.
Yep.
I mean, Garrett Wilson right now, like he's what we have, he's what we need, like, better than all four of those guys that Aaron Rodgers is naming. And then, like, the Jets have a very, very tough schedule. You're playing the AFC West and a brand new tougher NFC East this season. You need at least 10 to 11 wins minimum just to even make the playoffs right now. The Jets fans, we better pray to God. Pray to God that Aaron Rodgers is back at an MVP level that he was 2 to 3 years just for this to even work.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Mark.
No doubt. And Sean had a lot to get out, and he did. I'm like, well, damn, Sean. Okay. And I've loved Aaron Rodgers as a player. One of my favorite players to watch. Fun watching him run around. But everything away from football, man, he's made it painstaking. Doug is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I don't know if I found it funnier because I'm from Wisconsin or not, but your first half of that show was hilarious. Appreciated it greatly at work. And I just wanted to say I'm glad, hopefully glad he's not our problem anymore. We're ready to move on. And you hit all of the points on him not performing and being a sideshow. So you hit it perfectly. And you're funny.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate you. Much love to you. Get all that money from work. Hey, set up shop, close shop. That's it. Sean is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm good. You're live. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just need to say this real quick. First of all, Aaron Rodgers, it's always about legacy, especially a Green Bay Packers fan. They always say that he can't do this and he can't do that. Let's really be honest right here, right now. The reason that Aaron Rodgers is doing this with the Jets is because of the fact that the Green Bay Packers never put anything behind Rodgers. They traded Devontae Adams. They expected Alan Lazard to carry the team. And they never really put the weapons on Rodgers like they were supposed to. Now, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so I go through my ups and downs, and shout out to my boy Mike Tomlin, best coach in the league. But all in all, the Jets already have a competing team. All they needed was a quarterback. And if they do this for Rodgers, Rodgers' MVP season was, what, just 2 years ago? This dude still got it. So it's going to be funny when Jordan Love leads into a 4-13 record and Rodgers in the playoffs again, trying to do what he does again. he gets one more Super Bowl on top of all the MVPs, it's game over. Like, he's going to be considered one of the best.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Sean. But he has to get there first, and he's acting like a pain in the ass in the process of it. Look, it's a foregone conclusion. The Green Bay Packers are likely to fall down before they continue on. But if you think you've ran at everything out of Aaron Rodgers, then why deal with the headache? And I'm not going to fully agree with, oh, they got rid of Davante Adams and, oh, this guy. You know, over the course of his career, this man wasn't necessarily barren. Are there points in time where the Green Bay Packers didn't spend? I would happen to say so. But to feel that he was just bereft of talent and didn't have anybody there, I don't think it's true. We can look through the Drivers and the Jennings and the Nelsons and the development of an Adams. At that point, I feel like they didn't necessarily go out there and spend. We can look at the running backs that they had throughout the course of time. And so it's not like he ran out there all by himself and the Packers have just suffered for the past 10 years. And sure, yes, if he wins a Super Bowl with the New York Jets, he will be exalted. We talked about this last night. Brandon Marshall, who played for the Bears, played for the Jets, played for the Dolphins, said, you will be an all-time Jet if you win a Super Bowl. Yeah, good, great. Every team is basic. Well, not every team. There's some teams that are just trying to get out the starting gates. But teams are trying to win. Every game, they are trying to go out there and win games. It ain't no foregone conclusion that he's going to wake up in green and white and say, hey, guys, here it is. I got a Super Bowl championship for you. A matter of fact, I want you to hear this. Michael Robinson, who played in the league, obviously, was on NFL Total Access. And he said, he took it steps further. If the New York Jets add Aaron Rodgers, they will be set back another 5 to 6 years. Take a listen to this.
The fact that everybody has been saying this Jets team is just a quarterback away, and then when you feel like you've identified the quarterback wants to bring his squad and his guys onto the team as well. To me, I think you're setting a terrible precedent. I think you're giving one man a little bit too much power in an organization, and he's a player for that matter. And then when I just, Mark, and I guess because you're a front office guy here, when did we get into this mold of going all in on one season and not having a responsibility for the growth of the franchise years down the line? I mean, look what's going on with Tampa Bay. They went all in on Tom Brady, and I would say Tom Brady is very different from Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's proven. He's won championships. Like I've said before, Aaron Rodgers has the same amount of Super Bowls as I do, and that's criminal. For him to be that good, it's criminal that he has the same amount of championships I do. And you hear Aaron Rodgers, when he talks about this, he talks about the fact that he hadn't lost it, and I don't believe Aaron Rodgers lost it. I think he still can play the MVP level. But that's not the question. It's championships here. He's 1-4 in divisional championship round. Nine touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's when I need you to be the best player in the National Football League, and he just hasn't. I think if they bring Aaron Rodgers on, this sets this organization back at least 5 to 6 years.
I wouldn't agree with that, but it could. And the New York Jets have been set back forever. This is why they are attempting to do this deal. And even before they have done the deal, he's already kicking them in the ass about it. What does the future hold? I can imagine he's there for a year, Super Bowl or not. The New York Jets are going to be in the same position next year. Is Rodgers retiring? Is he going to think about playing another year? What happens with Zach Wilson, if he's even still on the team at this point next year? The New York Jets are just a massive question mark. They should swap out that Jet logo and put a question mark there, or maybe just put the New York Rodgers, because they belong to this guy. And the season hasn't even started, and he has not even signed on the dotted line. It's just the New York Jets way. Confusion and circus. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. I'm going to talk to you about the other New York team and the Raiders. They swapped the star player. I'll tell you about it on the other side on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.